The Department of Education in the Trump administration is trying to halt regulations aimed at reining in predatory student loans from nonprofit colleges. Those rules were laid down at the end of the Obama administration, but now attorneys general from 18 states and the District of Columbia are taking the Department of Education and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos to court. There are thousands of real students on the end of some bad loans. Mary Colleen Murphy is from Scituate, Massachusetts. She attended a for-profit college chain near her home that later folded. Back in January, she was told that the federal government would forgive her $22,000 in student loan debt. But she told our partner WGBH in Boston that she's still waiting.
This is very frustrating because I have four children. One just graduated from college. Two are in college, and one is a junior in high school. I am trying to take loans out for my two current children in school. I'm trying to take loans out this August, well, this July as we speak, so that they can enter school in August. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Massachusetts Attorney General Mara Healey is leading the lawsuit, and she joined us from our partner station WGBH to explain why she opposes delaying federal rules regulating the loans.
For-profit colleges have really grown in recent years, and unfortunately, this has been an industry where we've seen a lot of fraud. An important step was taken over the last couple of years of the Obama administration to work to put in place a rule that would work to prevent this kind of abuse in the future. And instead, without any notice, Betsy DeVos has announced that she's going to abandon that rule. We think that's wrong. We think it's illegal. And that's why we've filed suit.
Well, this rule that you're talking about is called borrower defense. How does it work?
Basically, these predatory schools that we're talking about are responsible for half of all student loan defaults in this country. Half. We're talking about billions and billions of dollars in taxpayer-funded federal loans. And what this rule does is it protects students from abuse and ensures a fair and transparent process in a few different ways. The first thing it does is it turns off the spigot of federal loans for predatory schools that are actually out there cheating students. It also prohibits abusive contract terms that actually have the effect of preventing students from taking their cases to court. Third, it allows students to get relief from their loans if their school has lied to them about job opportunities or graduation rates. And finally, it allows the department to ensure that it's the for-profit school industry, not taxpayers, that are going to be held responsible. So unfortunately, the only people who don't agree with it are the for-profit school industry and Betsy DeVos.
I get the politics of saying that Betsy DeVos is standing with corrupt for-profit schools that are cheating students, if indeed that's the case. But her response here, she calls these regulations a muddled process that's unfair to students at schools and puts taxpayers on the hook for significant costs. And indeed, the Obama administration did acknowledge that these regulations do come with significant cost.
Well, first of all, these regulations were put together over a two-year process of extensive rulemaking. There were over 10,000 comments submitted during this process. And what we've arrived at is a very common sense, straightforward rule that was ready to be implemented on July 1st. Unfortunately, it's Betsy DeVos that is playing politics here. Not only has she hired and brought into the U.S. Department of Education a number of executives from the for-profit school industry, but she's letting them now rewrite the rules. And that's why we end up in a situation like we have today, where Betsy DeVos, instead of doing her job as Secretary of Education, where she's supposed to be looking out for education and students in this country, has now decided to do a 180 and turn to and support directly the for-profit school industry.
Why illegal, though? The Obama administration education department laid these rules down. Like it or not, the Trump administration education department, it would seem, has the right to undo them. So why illegal?
Well, Betsy DeVos is certainly entitled to change the rule, but she can't change the rule without following the law. And there are certain procedures under federal law that need to be followed that say, here's the process you have to go through when you want to come out with a new rule.
We heard at the top there from Mary Colleen Murphy, who lives in your state of Massachusetts. She says she doesn't know what's going to happen. She has four children. They all have varying degrees of loans. She owes $22,000. Do you have a sense, while these rules hang in the balance, about what financially, under the borrower defense rules, might be at stake for somebody like Mary Colleen?
Well, I think so much is at stake for students like Mary Colleen. I've met with hundreds, thousands actually, of students here in Massachusetts who've been the victim of predatory practices by a for-profit school. And so many of these students, all they were doing is doing what we've encouraged in this country. Improve your economic mobility and your situation by seeking out better educational opportunities. And so, you know, they ended up in situations where they were marketed to by these for-profit schools who engaged in high-pressure sales tactics, promised them the moon, essentially, and got them to sign the dotted line based on a bunch of lies and misrepresentations.
Well, let's hear from this industry, because they've been fighting a lot of fights in Washington as well. This is Steve Gunderson. He's a former congressman, but today he's a lobbyist for the for-profit college sector. This audio comes from WGBH.
There are good and bad schools in every sector of higher education. And I'll be the first to tell you, our sector had some bad schools and you should go after them. Guess what? So does every other sector of higher education. And if you're going to get rid of the bad, then be consistent, be fair, go after all of them.
He's saying, don't go after us with a broad brush. There are bad actors. Some of them have folded. ITT went away. It was a bad actor. They're bankrupt. The whole sector isn't rotten here.
Well, we have yet to find an example of an entity that's actually been successful. Just last week, my office announced yet another settlement against yet another for-profit school, this time DeVry University, where we recovered nearly $500,000 for their conduct because, in our view, based on our investigation, they were lying to students about job opportunities in order to get them to enroll. So this is a very real-time issue.
So what's a win here, Mara Healy, before we let you go? Is it simply for a federal judge to say the rule stands, you can't delay it like this, Department of Education?
Well, that's right. We want to see this rule implemented right away so that we can be on a course to better protecting students and the U.S. taxpayer.
Mara Healy is the Attorney General of Massachusetts, one of 19 states suing Education Secretary Betsy DeVos and the Department of Education over student borrowing rules at for-profit colleges. Mara Healy, thank you.
Great to be with you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.